As the harvest begins, the lack of rain in parts of the state will mean a lower than usual apple crop this year in New York State, which is the number two apple grower in the nation. Jim Allen, the president and CEO of the New York Apple Association, says the weather did not cooperate this year with some apple growers.
We've had some difficulties with weather issues this year, and we had a lower than normal snowpack, which typically, for our industry, that's not a big issue, snowpack, because we more than normal have plenty of spring rains and summer rains. While this year we're at a deficit for moisture, but it is depending on where you look and where you are in the state. It's growing conditions have been different. If I'll take the northeast area from Albany north, if you go way up north, which is Lake Champlain area, they've had more than enough rain. In fact, I talked to a grower this morning. They've had over 15 inches from April 1st, which is excellent. Down in the Peru area, a little bit further south, they're about 10 inches. So they're on pace for a normal season with moisture. The further you come south, the drier it gets. Crown Point's been quite dry. And then the Hudson Valley area south of you, Columbia County, that area has been dry as well. Western New York probably is the driest of the apple producing areas. We're at least 6 or 7 inches behind or below normal on moisture, on rain. And that has certainly started to affect our yields for this year. We're going to pick a below average volume crop just because the size of the apples are going to be smaller than normal because of the cold or the dry weather.
Are there certain types of apples that you'll be seeing more of this year and certain types that you won't because of the weather?
I don't think that we can get that particular or on that. But what I will say is the earlier apples, which are the first apples that we'll be harvesting, we're harvesting some in the valley now, those the Paula Reds and Ginger Golds, just because we're harvesting them now, won't probably have the right size or that they should because they've seen this dry weather. The apples that we harvest later in the season have a much longer chance and more opportunity for rain, which we've started to get some in Western New York. So they probably will benefit from the late rains.
If you could put into perspective for us, how important are apples to New York farmers? It's a big crop. How big?
It's a huge crop. We're number two in the nation. Last year we harvested over 32 million bushels of apples. We're anticipating this year that we're going to be, our five-year average is 29 million. We're going to be somewhat short of 29 million this year. As far as the economic impact in the state of New York, we're in the top four agricultural items, with the top three being dairy or horticultural products. 32 million bushels is a lot of apples. That's grown on probably 49,000 acres of fruit or orchards. We've got close to 600 farm families that make their living from growing apples. So it's a huge impact for the state.
Where do these New York apples go? Is it mostly northeastern states? Is it across the country and even across the world?
Yes, all of the above. We have the commercial shippers in New York State. We have about 30 different packing facilities that are very modern, up to date. And they ship all over. We ship into Texas, not too heavy into California just because of the competition from Washington State, but in the Midwest, the Southeast, and yes, we export. We export to a number of countries. We export to India, into Malaysia, Southeast Asia, England, Central and South America. So we our apples get around the world for sure.
Jim Allen is the president and CEO of the New York Apple Association.